This weekend, two groups of UW-Milwaukee students are sharing a stage in a collaboration that's a first for the school. One group is the student actors from the theater department. The other is students in UWM's unique American Sign Language program. They're studying for careers as interpreters for deaf and hard-of-hearing people. WUWM education reporter Emily Files has more on how the collaboration between ASL and theater is stretching students' skills.
In past years, the big project for students in UWM's interpreter program was translating Christmas songs at a holiday concert. This year, the project is a little more intimidating, translating an entire play. Here's how ASL interpreter students Mary Calhoun and Marcus Snow reacted when they found out.
My first reaction might have been a curse word.
I was a little bit upset with Pam.
They're referring to Pam Conine, the program coordinator. Conine has led UWM's ASL interpreter training for 12 years. In her own career, she's interpreted many plays at Milwaukee's Marcus Center, including the hit musical Hamilton.
It has enhanced my abilities on so many levels, from my analysis of the English language, cultural references, the nuances, understanding history, understanding politics. Theater touches on all those themes.
Conine got in touch with UWM's theater department about the idea. The staff there were game. A class of BFA acting students would be performing a play called A Piece of My Heart. It's based on true stories of American women who served in the Vietnam War.
Nurse, start the IV, nurse.
I can't. Doctors did it at home. I don't know how.
Start the IV.
The ASL students are assigned certain characters and sections of the play. They translate in groups of two or three at a time, off to the side of the stage. Every few minutes, the groups switch to give the interpreters breaks.
I'm here. I'm right beside you. His name's Jimmy, and he's wide awake. Jimmy!
The play is fast-moving and emotional, not the easiest piece of theater to translate into sign language. But Catherine Giantoli-Dubois says practicing emotional expression is crucial for the aspiring interpreters. Giantoli-Dubois is a deaf language coach at UWM. She's speaking here through an interpreter.
I know that for people who can hear, they depend on their auditory abilities to pick up on nuances like mood and emotion within vocal inflections. Now, when you're talking with a visual language, all of those things are also available, but we express those with our eyebrows, with our facial expressions, with our body language.
She says one of the biggest challenges for non-native ASL users is getting comfortable with the facial expressions and body language. Mary Calhoun, one of the interpreter students, says that isn't the only challenge.
You know, we're moving from, you know, English, which is a very implicit language, to ASL, which is a very explicit language.
Calhoun says you can't just translate word for word.
In one of my parts, I am doing Whitney's opening monologue. That's one of the characters in the play. And she says that Saigon is a very cosmopolitan city. Well, you could fingerspell the word cosmopolitan, but what does that actually mean? It's a diverse city that has money and culture, and so you have to expand on that. You can't just don't fingerspell cosmopolitan, because that wouldn't mean anything.
Giantoli Dubois, the ASL language coach, says another perk of this collaboration is that it could help raise awareness. She says some hearing people may have never thought about the barriers deaf people encounter to access services and entertainment. Again, she's speaking here through an interpreter.
It's not easy to find theaters that offer interpreters, and then in addition to that, to those interpreters who are qualified and are really specially trained and are seasoned in theatrical interpreting.
There may be more accessible theater opportunities if the collaboration between the ASL and theater departments at UWM continues. A Piece of My Heart is showing at the Peck School of the Arts Theater through this weekend. The ASL students will be interpreting Sunday's performance. Emily Files, 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.